Mini episode 904 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 904 and our preview of NFL Week 10. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with a look around the league and picks for each game. I was 5-7-1 last week, 1-1-1 on my big three, and 1-0 on my lock pick, bringing me to 64-64-2, 14-12-1, and 5-4 on the year in those categories. Four teams are on the bye this week: Kansas City, Baltimore, Philadelphia, and Oakland. On Thursday night, the Seahawks come to Arizona, laying 6.5 up from 5 at the open. Among the league's top teams, Seattle has the nastiest habit of playing down to the level of their competition, as they did last week. But there are limits to everything, and the Cardinal offense without Palmer and Johnson is so pathetic that it's hard to imagine them keeping up. Spoiler alert, they won't. Moving to the Sunday games, the luckless Colts host the Steelers, getting 11.5 up from 9.5. Coming off of a bye, Pittsburgh doesn't seem susceptible to the backdoor situation that they otherwise might face with an improving Jacoby Brissett, so we'll pick them to slam that door. The Vikings try to avenge their loss in the 1987 NFC Championship game to the Redskins in a pick'em game that went off with Minnesota laying 2.5. They have a great defense, but still feel unsustainably hot right now given their offense, so we'll take Washington, who should be feeling much more urgency. As the Jags host the Chargers, they're looking into an alternate reality of where they might have been, since rumors ran rampant for years that they would relocate to L.A. The West Coasters come in getting 3.5. Jacksonville has strangely played better on the road than at home, and we're always looking for trends due to go the other way. This one will. In the C.J. Spiller Bowl, the Saints are laying 2.5 at Buffalo. We're at the point when New Orleans is now achieving universal respect for their accomplishments, which usually happens about 5 minutes before things start turning the other way. The Bills have overachieved thus far, but are still among the more baffling teams week to week, so it's hard to put too much confidence in them for good or for ill. But they'll be coming in desperate and well-rested off of that inexcusable loss to the Jets, so we'll look for the bounce back. The league's oldest rivalry kicks off again at Soldier Field when the home team lays 6 up from a field goal to the Pack. The temptation is to say that the betting public is overreacting to Green Bay without Aaron Rodgers, but they're on a short week, and have you seen them without him? The soft remaining schedule gives Chicago a gleam of hope if they can get going now, and they will right here. In the Battle of Lake Erie, even on a short week with their opponents coming off of a bye, the Lions are laying double digits to the crapulent Browns, 12.5 up from 9.5. As horrific as the Brownies are, from ownership to front office to coaching, at least on the offensive side of the ball, they've quietly been competent defensively and are coming off of a bye. They're too dim-witted to get the ball to their top offensive weapon of the moment, Duke Johnson, enough to actually score points, but they can certainly penis-punch their way defensively enough to get the cover, and they will. If you wondered how important Deshaun Watson is to the Texans, ponder that they're getting 12.5 up from 11 at the L.A. Coliseum. That seems like quite a bit, yes, but with them going up both against the Wade Phillips defense and the greatest show on grass offense, they won't be able to keep up. The bi-coastal rivalry between the Giants and 49ers was one of a few that defined the 1980s in the NFL. Oh, how far we've come from that. They meet with New York laying 2.5 in Frisco, off of the Niners laying 1 at the open. Again, go against the line move. Kyle Shanahan gets his first win since causing the Falcons to lose the Super Bowl. When NBC grabbed this game for Sunday night, is it possible that they forgot that Peyton Manning retired? Regardless, Brady will at least be in Denver, with his team laying 8.5 after opening at a touchdown. He's had some rough games out there over the years, which means he's overdue for a signature game in that house, which he'll get en route to a cover. On Monday night, the spiraling Miami Dolphins come into Charlotte, getting 10 up from 7.5. It's natural to suspect that they'll hang closer than they deserve, like they did against Oakland last week, but by ditching their star running back, they just won't have the balance necessary to keep up. Now for the big three. This next game really gives you writer's block. There's just no colorful or interesting way to introduce Cincinnati going to Nashville, getting 4.5 up from 3.5. It's like a big pile of poop spray-painted beige. The Bengals don't have the strength in the trenches to cover in this one and make the first bid towards saving their season, and they won't. In the battle of the Jets and Bucks, it's hard to believe that Tampa is the one team that's the dumpster fire, but it is the case. In this battle in the Bay, New York is laying 2.5, with the Buccaneers actually laying 1.5 at the outset. As always, go against the line move. Yes, Tampa Bay is the league's most shameful underachiever, but the Jets is a road favorite to anyone? Hit the bricks with that thought. And here's the 1,000-star, gold-plated lock of the millennium for NFL Week 10. In a struggle of Sunbelt Dome teams, the Cowboys come to Atlanta to face the reeling NFC champions who are laying 2.5 off of a field goal at the outset. It's now or never for the Falcons, who have been way more garbagey on third downs than you would expect. The ATL turns the tide all the way around this week. Thank you for tuning in to this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.